Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to the World of Wonders that is Season 2 of Jackson Illuminates Everything About Skiing. This is your host, Jackson Hogan, back to regale you with, well, everything there is to know about alpine skiing. In today's episode, I peel back the veil of time to the year I began writing weekly revelations on realskiers.com, which was the year 2016. I'm unearthing it now as a measure of how little or how much bootfitting has changed in the intervening years. My plan is to read the dusty revelation titled Tales from the Boot Bench, Between Two Extremes, interjecting the occasional comment as the tale unfolds, then extract the lessons therein. I should point out before commencing that this revelation is but one of 186 currently archived on our members' site. It is a library worth having a card for. As always, this podcast is brought to you commercial-free by the extravagantly generous souls at realskiers.com. And now, Tales from the Boot Bench, Between Two Extremes, first published in December of 2016. A leitmotif in Western philosophy is the observation that the everyday world of mankind resides between two extremes. Today, we have a better idea than ever just how extreme the extremities are, the gulf between them so vast that the laws of the quantum world of subatomic particles can't be satisfactorily reconciled with the behavior of the universe's largest objects. What in the name of all that is holy does this have to do with the realities of today's ski boot market? Here's the link. Today's boot buyer confronts an ever-expanding universe of boot procurement options. It's only human to feel helpless when confronted with choices as vast as the firmament. Among the infinitude of alternatives are outlets where the service component hovers at or near zero, others that operate at long distance, and at the opposite end of the service spectrum, purveyors of customized solutions that unite the usually segregated spheres of equipment fitting and coaching. As the alert reader has probably already surmised, all boot acquisition options are not created equal. A couple of vignettes culled from recent boot fitting adventures will illustrate this point. Let's call our first subject Secondhand Sally. Sally acquired her boots at a ski swap, unassisted. They feel great, so she says, but her feet move around a bit. A quick measurement reveals that Sally's feet ought to feel unconfined, as the shell is three sizes too long, not to mention likewise too wide. I point out to Sally the suboptimal nature of her situation, but she's not about to part with her shrewd acquisition. An off-the-rack insole adequately intensifies the illusion that her feet are stable, and so off sallies Sally into the sunset, any hope of successful steering forever tantalizingly out of reach. At least Sally could get her chosen boots on. The customer we'll call Online Ollie couldn't even clear this relatively low hurdle. I'm sure the online customer service rep counseled Ollie that his large feet would fit the boots that sat between us, the tag still on them. What the long-distance boot fitter couldn't see was that Ollie's feet weren't just large, they were humongous, and his calves were the same circumference as my thighs. Had we tried anything as foolish as attempting to put the boots on, the best we might have managed is getting his great toe halfway down the cuff, where it could dangle, like a miner's light dropped into a cave, just inside the void. Ollie's odyssey in boot fitting ended happily, with both he and his equally prodigiously shod father gleefully ensconced in ultra-wide four-buckle boots and the shot-in-the-dark online pair safely returned whence it came. As many of you have surmised, I can't resist a teaching moment. So, adopting a rhetorical tone, I asked Ollie, father and son, what they had gleaned from this experience. Faced with two furrowed brows, I volunteered that maybe the internet was a great place to buy commodities like salt, but perhaps wasn't the best place to shop for technical equipment that needs to be fitted. My seed landed on fertile ground. Oli Per, a man of ample dimensions, recalled ordering, I kid you not, a Batman outfit for Halloween that, although ostensibly XXL, wasn't prepared for the challenge of encasing all of him. Ever since, I can't get the image of Ollie the Elder stressing every seam in his Caped Crusader costume out of my mind. Such are the perils of boot fitting. Balancing the scales, there are also unexpected rewards, as in the case of a customer we'll christen Custom Cam. In the misty past, Cam was an accomplished skier, but he dropped out several years ago, and his old gear is long gone. Motivated by grandparenthood to return to the sport, Cam plunged into the world of online advice and fortunately happened upon RealSkiers.com. Cam took advantage of a RealSkiers membership prerogative and contacted me directly with a special proposition. Would I consider skiing with him, diagnose his needs, and outfit him accordingly? Given the logistical barriers, I suggested more expedient solutions, but Cam waved them aside. In his estimation, he'd found the guy, the one person who seems to know how all the pieces fit together, and decided to entrust himself to my care. I'll let you know how it all turns out. Aside, dear readers, I'm going to pierce the fourth wall here and let you know how it turned out. I actually met Cam in a bar at Bachelor because I happened to be up there for a boot test. Lovely fellow, but he declined my services in the long run. I think he still became a skier, with or without me, but it turns out that that particular trail eventually ran cold. But nevertheless, returning to our tale of 2016... clearly, not many skiers are willing or able to adopt Cam's approach. It turns out, not even Cam. Regardless of its merits, coaching and equipment adaptation customarily commingle in the elite world of championship racing, but instruction and equipment selection rarely intersect among the general skiing public. Instead, the vast majority of skiers live between the extremes, represented by Sally and Ollie on the one hand and Cam on the other. They cross the threshold of specialty ski shops with trepidation, suspicious of every salesperson's approach, for they still bear scar tissue from retail battles barely survived in years past. How can they know that behind the mask of the salesman's smile is the mind of the guy, or the gal, who actually has their best interests at heart? You can't be 100% certain. At least according to the dicta of quantum mechanics. But you can drastically reduce the uncertainty by visiting a Real Skiers test shop. These are shops we've vetted, we know, we trust. We all need friends and capable counselors to guide us through the maze of human existence. These are your guides, at least for the skiing part. That concludes what I wrote in 2016, but it bears expanding upon, especially that last paragraph. The Real Skiers test shop panel is relatively small. Unless you're traveling to a certain number of exclusive American destination resorts, you're unlikely to land on their doorstep. But I'm going to expand that. I'm going to be publishing something called Jackson's List, which is going to be over 300 storefronts that you can trust, that we believe will provide the level of boot fitting services necessary to really enjoy skiing rather than just endure it. Other parts of this old tale that bear a little following up on. We had Secondhand Sally. Secondhand Sally is still out there. She's still going to the ski swap, and she may be asking for advice now, but the advice at ski swaps is usually wretched. We see it all the time because they have to come into the shop for some sort of retrofitting or matching or because the boot doesn't fit the binding or that sort of thing. And we see that there's really a rather casual relationship between what the skier should have bought and what they actually bought. So beware ski swaps. As always, you should never go into a ski swap without knowing what you're looking for. If you know what you're looking for, you have a chance of great success. If you don't know what you're looking for, I would say those chances are reversed. We also had online Ollie, and God, oh, poor online Ollie, you're multiplying out there because you keep believing everything you hear on the internet. Now, let me give you a short course in what to believe in the internet. Believe this guy. Believe RealSkiers.com. I'm not only on your side, I have the background. I have the knowledge. I've been doing this for 40 years. I know what goes on. I know how everything works. I know who's telling the truth. I know who's not telling the truth. You can trust me. And if you become a RealSkiers.com member, you can contact me directly. It's one of your membership privileges. And I will deal with your particulars personally. Hand to hand, and people love that feature and more should take advantage of it. Ollie's problems are compounded today because not only do you have storefronts selling online merchandise that are unqualified to do so, you now have another layer of so-called experts who intervene, much as Real Skiers does, I'd have to say, except that they don't have the qualifications necessary to really give the type of advice that you need. You really need to have somebody who is in front of you whose trust you can see in their eyes, not this online assistant. I want to tell you something. If there's somebody out there who thinks because they're a ski instructor that they're therefore qualified to give advice about boot fitting, is simply untrue. Being a ski instructor is no more of a qualification for being a boot fitter than being a tree surgeon qualifies one to be a heart surgeon. The disciplines simply do not cross. To put it simply, long-distance boot fitting is a folly. Even if you were to order five sizes, thinking, hey, I've got the system now, I'll just take my boot and send the other four back, that doesn't help if you don't know what you're doing. You may pick one, all right, but how do you really know it's the right one? I guarantee you, self-guided boot fitting rarely has a happy conclusion. I hope that everyone listening to this knows that skiing is an expensive sport. That's probably not going to change. Therefore, we're always going to look for ways where we can save a nickel here and there and kind of maybe add up to an extra ski day here and there. But this is not the place to cut corners, not boot fitting. You need help with this, professional help. And it's not going to cost you that much more to see a real specialist. Maybe not a penny more. It depends on the context, what you're looking for, and where you go shop. If you're looking for a really cheap boot, I wouldn't go into somebody who's focusing on servicing the race departments of the world. But there are plenty of good shops with broad product selection that are interested in getting you not in the most expensive boot, but in the right boot. Are boots cheap? No. Are boots online cheaper? I'm sure you can find them cheaper. But unbundling the boot from the service necessary to fit it is a terrible idea, and it can ruin your entire ski experience. People hold on to boots for 20 years or more. I know, I've seen them. I see them every day I go to work at Bobo's. So I'm not kidding about this. You're going to keep these boots at least for 10 years, most likely. 10 years in a boot that doesn't fit you? Is 10 years of your ski life that you've kind of pissed away. Don't do that. Your boots are the most important piece of equipment you can buy. Spend the time at someone from a real skier's test shop or a bootfitters.com, America's best bootfitters listing. Talk to your friends. Talk to everybody you know to get to the right shop with the right people, because it will make all the difference in the world. And once you've found your boot fitter and your ski technician, never let them go. Once they know you, that's an ally for the rest of your ski life. This has been Jackson Hogan for Jackson Illuminates Everything About Skiing.